Mr. Mike Brennan is with us, and we normally go through the headlines, a sample of the headlines on MI Tech News. Mike, Happy New Year, and welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Thanks, Foster. Always a pleasure.
Well, Mike, you took a look ahead at the year 2016, and you had a rather interesting comment, and that is you see mobile video consumption growing at an enormous pace.
Yeah, well, it's just following everything that's happening. Everything's going mobile. That includes video. And according to some studies I looked at, next year is where we cross the threshold where more video will be consumed online than on linear TV, meaning on cable or satellite. So we're crossing over. But it turns out that most people are watching that via their smartphone. And it's going to increase by the rate of 5 times next year. And in fact, more than half of the video consumed on the Internet will be consumed via mobile.
Well, actually, I know of a number of people this year even, they want to watch some of the bowl games on ESPN. They have cut the cord, so they don't have their cable. Mm-hmm. And they just went to ESPN and paid a little bit to get that. And then they get it on their cell phone. They can go out shopping with their wife and still watch the game. They love it.
Yeah, Big Ten To Go does the same thing. Big Ten Network, you can, if you pay $2 a month or something, you can get Big Ten To Go, and the same thing. You can watch all the games.
How is that going to affect the content that is produced? I mean, and what are some of the other ripple effects of that kind of thing, Mike?
Well, I mean, if you look at, for instance, Amazon's got its own production studio now. I've been watching The Man in the High Castle, or whatever that's called.
Right.
And that's an Amazon internal production. HBO's been doing it forever. Showtime's doing it. So, I mean, all the premium cables are doing it. And what the other wrinkle they add to it is, hey, Showtime on the go or HBO on the go. And so they're trying to keep you tied to them, but then you can also view all this video on your smartphone or your tablet or whatever, so you can do it on the go. But, I mean, it's just, people are tired of getting 250 channels and are being forced to pay for that and only really watching 20. So we're really, the Apple TV and Google TV, it's all changing. And this is 2016 is the year it all changes.
It strikes me that along those lines, our way of using computers is going to change, guys, in the sense that, well, more and more uptake in terms of hardware of smartphones. More people will be getting smartphones that maybe didn't have them beforehand because they want to consume the stuff on the move. And it'll also mean smaller form computers rather than desktops. I mean, obviously, desktops are still going to be there. Laptops will still be there. But I think the hybrids will begin to be more what they saw. I was at the Microsoft store at Somerset just recently, and they have some small things, $200 for some of these things running Windows 10. Mm-hmm. And they've got a nice little 12-inch screen on that you could watch whatever you want to watch and then handle your email and a few other things, and you don't have to worry about storing a whole bunch of stuff there. So I think it's going
to start moving to the cloud. It's all moving to cloud storage anyway. I mean, we're going back to the era of the dumb terminal. Remember that, Gary?
Right.
Back when we started out, it was the terminal just access the mainframe. Well, the new mainframe is the cloud. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, Mike, I know we're going to be looking forward to this year seeing some video coming up in MI Tech News. And for those of you who'd like to find out more about that, visit our website, internetadvisor.net, or visit mitechnews.com to find more. Happy New Year, Mike. Have a great 2016.